The Southwest Philly community was treated to a block party as part of the city's second annual Peace Not Guns Community Appreciation Day. That was Saturday afternoon. This all went down in King's Cessing because the neighborhood, well, that was the neighborhood where a mass shooting took place last year, killing a teenage girl, injuring eight others. As KYW's Sonny Morgan explains, folks this weekend took in the free food and participated with giveaways, and that was for the little kids.
King's Cessing Avenue was lined with free food and vendors from 58th to 60th Street, and fun giveaways including Halloween costumes for the kids. Council President Kenyatta Johnson says the response from the community is positive.
I've heard it on several different times, but also I heard a lot of parents say, I'm happy you've done this because my children are having a good time, and they feel safe in a safe space.
Johnson and his team made sure to circle back to this community in particular after a shooting took the life of 19-year-old Maurice Kwan and injured eight others. He also led a balloon release with Kwan's family. Several nonprofits for those impacted by gun violence were on hand, including Tanya from Mothers in Charge, who helps grieving families.
It's something to be able to give back to the community, you know, and it feels good to know that I'm helping another family, another mother, another father, another child, you know. So it feels good to be able to be a part of the community.
Johnson says even though he and his colleagues are working hard to address gun violence in Philly, they must double down on their efforts.
Now it's time for us to either go hard or go home when it comes to stamping out gun violence. So we'll continue doing these events around the city of Philadelphia. Let's continue to promote a city of peace, not guns.
Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.